Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. This episode of College Chaos, sponsored by The Engine, is focusing on the June ACT and the recent shift it just had. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to The Engine. The good news is, the June ACT is not canceled. That's fantastic. The bad news is, it's likely canceled for everywhere you can get to. So, the June ACT has not officially been canceled nationally, but it appears that they're figuring out which to cancel based on your testing location. So if you live in Texas, or if you live in Georgia, or somewhere else that's opened up, Pennsylvania, it's likely that the test will still be on, and that locations, the local high schools or wherever the local colleges, those may be offering spots. But if you were planning on taking it at Las Lomas High School or something like that, they're not open. So you're not going to be taking it. A ton of my clients got the email this morning saying, hey, it's not being administered at the location, and we have kicked your registration back to July 18th now. Good Lord. Who wants to be messing around with this for another few months? A lot of my students were getting geared back up to take this June test. They were doing reviews. By the way, all of my April ACT students, holler at me. We can do reviews free of charge. I know you didn't get to take the April test. We'll make it happen. But I digress. A lot of people were gearing up for the June test to retake it. And we'll get after that July test. But the problem is everybody's trying to register and snag a location. And guess what? There are horrific options. So this one mom calls and says, hey, the only options we have are Barstow, Blythe, Palm Springs, Pomona. These are the best things she found in California. Like, I'm not going to Palm Springs in July. First off, I don't want to go to Palm Springs. Second, I don't want to stay in a hotel. It's not like I can drive there in the morning. I can't travel. So what do I do? That's a great question. And she was asking, look, do you know if they will add seats to existing locations? Or do you know if they will increase the number of local locations? And to both of those answers, it's nobody knows. Nobody knows. It doesn't even matter if the ACT says the test is on in July. Nobody knows if it's actually going to happen. Unless you have some crystal ball and you could have predicted this. And if you could have, you should have let everybody else know. Nobody knows if the July test is going to happen, let alone if they're going to open new testing locations. Now, look, the annoyance and ridiculousness of the situation is not lost on me. I'm not saying anybody's silly for asking these questions, but the answer is nobody actually knows. So what's the best thing you can and should do? Register for the closest location as soon as you can. What it works out to be is this particular woman registered her son for Reno. Now, Reno is actually kind of reasonable, not ideal. Let me be really clear. Nobody wants to drive to Reno just for kicks, but you can either stay up in Truckee or in Reno. And again, you could do a VRBO. A lot of those are offering a day or two in between occupants. You could also start the rental on a certain day. Say you started on Thursday, but you don't arrive until Friday. So it got super cleaned. And at the very least, you were you let a day span in between when you showed up and anybody else is in there. I mean, those little things help. You know, I mean, nobody has a great answer here. But from a test standpoint, get the earliest test you can. Get the earliest test you can and go from there. Now, do recall there will be section tests in the fall. And again, I'll cover that in a different podcast. But for right now, for this June test that likely got canceled at your testing location, snag the next test you can at the closest location. Reno, again, in my mind, seems to be a reasonable place to go. If you wanted to, you could even drive up day of, you know, up at 4:30 or 5, get in the car, don't go too fast. But, you know, you could be there by 7:30 and, you know, have a coffee on the way. Just make sure you got all your ducks in a row because you don't want to miss it. But the point is, just do your best. There's nobody really knows right now as far as testing location, addition or additional seats. Just register and do the best you can. If you have additional questions as new things develop, please always feel free to reach out. My email is matt@matttoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddtoddto I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Called Chaos. Go out and crush it.